Last week, General Motors reached a deal to sell its Saab brand. The buyer is Koenigsegg, a Swedish automaker with just 45 employees. The company was founded only 15 years ago and sells super-fast, super-expensive luxury sports cars. GM hopes to complete the sale of Saab by the end of the year if details of how to finance the deal are worked out. Chubba Chetta is a former editor of Car and Driver magazine and an expert on the auto industry, and he joins us from member station WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hi, Chubba.
Good to be here.
What can you tell us about Koenigsegg? I don't think a lot of people have even heard of the company.
Well, it's a tiny boutique car maker. It was founded in 1994 by Christian von Koenigsegg, who was 22 at the time. He's from a rich family, had some rich investors, and his goal was to build the highest performance cars in the world. So he's been building these two-seater exotic sports cars that have anywhere from 400 to 800 horsepower and cost anywhere from about $400,000 to $800,000. And he's been building them in tiny quantities, 20, 30 cars a year at the max, and very few of them have actually been sold in the United States, which is why most people have never heard of him.
So is this an unusual deal?
It's a really unusual deal. If it's not a minnow swallowing the whale, it's a minnow swallowing a tuna for sure. Because, you know, Saab is not a huge car maker. They're also what we would call a niche car maker. But Saab still builds on the order of 100,000 cars a year worldwide, which is vastly bigger than Koenigsegg. And people have some justifiable concerns about how they're going to run a Saab, which is such a different and larger enterprise than Koenigsegg is.
And the sale to Koenigsegg, I mean, is it simply because it was a Swedish company?
Well, I think the question was that GM wanted to get rid of Saab because as part of the restructuring, GM ended up deciding to get rid of four of their brands, Saab, Saturn, Pontiac, and Hummer. And the idea was that they simply had too many different brands. They couldn't produce the wide variety of cars. It was diluting their marketing effort. But the problem is Saab wasn't terribly valuable. It's a small company, didn't sell a lot of cars, and I don't think it was making any money. So Koenigsegg might have been the only viable bidder. It wasn't like people were killing themselves to buy Saab.
So can Saab become a viable company after this sale?
It depends on whether they can come up with a way to build a relatively limited number of cars at a reasonable price. And there are a couple of strategies for doing this. And one of them is to be kind of a virtual car company. Maybe Koenigsegg is actually not going to set up its own factory. Maybe they will simply farm out the manufacturing of the car to someone else. That would be an ideal approach for Koenigsegg to take because they're going to have to keep their costs and their investments to a minimum.
Car industry expert Chubba Chetta joined us from member station WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Leanne.
You're listening to NPR News.